Prayers of the ILC family have been requested for Ashton Loomis, who's recovering in hospital from a serious biking accident, and for Mrs. Desiree Nauman, wife of Pastor David Nauman of Clarkston, Washington, who this afternoon will undergo surgery to remove a tumor from her brain. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the great physician, both of body and soul. We lift our hearts to you this day on behalf of your beloved servants, Ashton and Desiree, both of whom are facing acute and daunting physical challenges. Be with the medical personnel who attend to their needs. Grant them wisdom and skill. Preserve both Ashton and Desiree from extraordinary pain or suffering. Grant total success to their medical treatment and perfect healing to their bodies according to your will. Above all, strengthen their faith and that of those who love them, so that all involved may rest their confidence in you alone for help and healing, both of body and soul. We ask it for your own precious name's sake. Amen. The brief passage we'll think about this morning comes from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, the first verse as follows. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, of whom the prophet Isaiah said, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Dear friends in Christ, a study recently put out by the Pew Research Center documented a trend that's been worrying church leaders over the last decade or so. It's the rise of the nuns, a small but growing segment of American society who, when asked their religious affiliation, reply, none. Mostly younger people, Gen X and millennials. Surprisingly, four out of five of them say they were raised Christians. So the Pew Center asked them why they left their church. And as I was browsing through their survey responses, I started to notice a fascinating pattern. I wonder if you hear it too. Here's a sample. Quote, I just realized somewhere along the line that I didn't really believe it. Another, quote, I'm doing a lot more learning, studying, and kind of making decisions myself rather than listening to someone else. Quote, I just basically stopped going to church when I went to college and never picked it back up. I was never super religious. Notice a common thread in those responses? They're weak. Quote, I feel there is something out there, but I can't nail down a religion. When it comes to some of the most important questions that confront any person in life, these are some of the lamest answers imaginable. Quote, right now I'm kind of leaning towards spirituality, but I'm not too sure. Be funny if it weren't so tragic. One thinks of ships whose anchor lines have broken, leaving them tossing upon a stormy sea. Aren't you glad we're not like that? We're strong. We have faith. In fact, we're attending an institution whose very existence is predicated on a strong confession of the Christian faith. We're standing firm. In fact, we might even offer God a little prayer. Lord, I thank thee that I am not as other people are, weak, pathetic, vacillating, or even as these survey respondents. But then that's starting to sound a little uncomfortably like the prayer of the Pharisee, isn't it? And that should make us uncomfortable. For it is with good reason that the Bible warns, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Because by nature we're not strong, but weak. Among the many sins we need to confess each day is the sin of being wimps when it comes to our Christian faith. That we haven't cultivated the strengthening power of God's word the way we should have. That we haven't been studying to show ourselves approved of God, or at least not studying very hard. That we're not always ready, are we, to give a defense for the things that the hope that is in us. The truth is that left to ourselves, we too would be rudderless ships, left tossing about in the wave of public opinion, taken in by whatever viewpoint is currently capturing people's attention on the internet, on Facebook and Twitter. That way lie the rocks and shipwreck. That way lies destruction, temporal and eternal. So before we get through too many choruses of "they are weak, but we are strong," let's sing it the way it's supposed to be sung. We are weak, but He is strong. And yes, Jesus loves you. That's what Paul is reminding young Pastor Timothy of in the passage I just read. You, therefore, my son, be strong. Don't be a wimp. Be strong, but not in yourself. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What wonderful news. For weak, vacillating people like you and me, there is strength. We can be strong knowing that Jesus, our champion, is strong for us. He was tempted in all points, just as we are, yet without sin. Every commandment you and I have broken, Jesus kept. In His undeserved love for us, He remained strong. He endured. Even when Jesus knew that His hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. All the sins to which you and I have succumbed, Jesus avoided. He avoided them to the very end, when on a lonely hill outside the walls of Jerusalem, He could avoid them no longer. There He took upon Himself the sins of the whole world, and there He died. Now, His Easter victory belongs to us. Now, forgiveness and eternal life are our possessions in Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul can say, be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And you can. For with the strength that the Holy Spirit puts in you, you can stand up for what you believe. You can, as Scripture says, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. It won't be an end zone celebration. As the scholar Martin Frontzman once observed, now is not the time for dancing. A time for dancing will come one day. But for now, God simply tells us to take all the strength He offers us in His word and simply to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Our hymn this morning is hymn 568.